Praise the Lord. This morning, amen, I want to share just a short message, a short thought with you. Thank you, worship team. Give them a hand, amen. I'm not going to be too long because I'm hungry. Amen. I'm hungry, and this we're going to have a luncheon. It's free. The luncheon's free. It's on us. Amen. And so we want you to stay to eat with us. But I do want to share, I want to share one verse with you in Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. I titled this message, Been Here for 8.
Come on now.
Say that with me. Been here for 8. Tell your neighbor. Been here for 8. So this morning, the Lord gave me Luke chapter 8, verse 8. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Are you there yet? I think I turned the airplane off. Are you there yet?
Amen.
Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times.
Come on, somebody.
More than was sown.
Amen.
When he said this, he called out, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Father, bless the reading of your word, anointed to our lives here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody says.
Amen.
What does the number 8 represent? What does it represent to us? Three things real quick. One, 8 represents eternity. It represents eternity. Eternity meaning it's never ending. Because God is never ending. So therefore, because God is never ending, we will never end. We are eternal.
Right.
We are eternal. Many of you, when you stepped into the doors of Victory Outreach, you stepped into eternity.
Amen. Amen.
Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand. Jesus is the giver of eternal life.
Right.
But it's here that you came and you met Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
When you stepped into the men's home, when you stepped into the church, you encountered eternal life.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Here, Jesus is sharing the parable of the sower. And he talks about in this verse about some that landed on good soil.
Right.
It says other seed. Look to your neighbor and tell them, what's up, other? Other seed fell on good soil. Huh? In the previous verse, it said some seed fell on stony ground.
Right.
Fell on thorny ground. But then in this verse, it says other seed. Tell your neighbor, what's up, other? Fell on good soil. Why are we here today? Why do we have a church today? Because of others like yourself.
Amen.
That have fell on good soil.
Amen.
And the Bible says that it grew up. That it came up. Huh? This wasn't here 8 years ago. We had none of this. It was just like an empty slate.
Right.
But we came up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Something came up.
That's right.
Something grew.
Yes.
Something something started to grow out of nothing. Something started to grow out of the soil. Something started to grow out of the ground. And all of a sudden, here we are. 8 years later, we are like a garden that the Lord has planted in Grand Prairie, that God has watered us these 8 years, and the sun has beamed on us, and those two things have caused us to grow as a ministry, to cause us to grow as a church. It's caused us to grow as Christian. And let me tell you something, what God is doing here is eternal. What God is doing here is never ending, because we serve an eternal God. The number 8 represents eternity. You know why? Because it never ends, my friend. The 5, it ends. It has a beginning and it has an end. Come on, somebody. The 2, it ends. It has the beginning and it has an end. The 1, it has a beginning and has an end. Oh, but the 8, my friend, it is never ending, my friend. It is a never ending circle. And so therefore, the number 8 represents eternity, because God is eternal God, and God wants to do an eternal work in your heart. He wants to do an eternal work in your soul. In other words, you're not going to go back to ice. You're not going to go back to meth. You're not going to go back to alcohol. You're not going to go back to the gang lifestyle. You're not going to go back to prison. I'm not going to go back to Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Why? Because God has done an eternal work in my life. Do you want to go back to that messed up marriage? Do you want to go back to that messed up lifestyle? I don't think so, my friend. God is doing an eternal work.
Right.
8 is never ending. It's never ending. You stepped into eternity when you stepped into these doors.
Amen, that's right.
When I got saved, I stepped into eternity. When I came to through the doors of Victory Outreach, I stepped into my eternal calling.
Amen.
Because 8 is never ending.
Right.
There is no end in sight for us.
Hello.
Huh? I don't see no end for us, Victory Outreach.
Right.
I don't see no end for us. Victory Outreach will be here. Victory Outreach will, I don't know if it's going to be in this location, but I know the body of Christ, we're going to be around in the next 8 years. If Jesus doesn't come back, if the rapture doesn't happen, we're still going to be preaching the gospel. Why? Because God has done an eternal thing in my heart, and I believe that God has done an eternal thing in your heart. I believe that God is doing an eternal thing in the hearts of the men in the home. I believe God did an eternal thing in the hearts of the leader. I believe that God is doing something eternal that's going to last forever in your heart.
Yes, amen.
That's why I don't see no end in sight.
Amen.
I don't see it. It's like when you go to the ocean. Have you been to the beach? And you look out to the beach and you're like, you just stand amazed. You're like, where does it end?
Right.
Have you ever experienced that?
Yes.
I don't see no end in sight for us. When you're part of the vision, there is no end in sight for you.
Right,
man.
And the reason why I don't see no end in sight, a couple reasons. One is because I still got a full tank.
Come on.
Oh, you ain't hearing me.
Come on.
It's been 8 years, baby. And listen, there ain't no slowing down for me, because I and my wife still got a full tank. We're not on echale. We're not on a halfway mark, on a half tank. We're not even at a quarter tank, baby. I feel like I'm just like Josh said, barely scratching the surface, my friend. There is no end in sight. Because there's still a lot of gas. There's still a lot of anointing inside your pastor. And there's still a lot of an anointing inside the leadership. We're not running on empty. We're not running on echelon. We're on a full tank of anointing. We're on a full tank of prayer. We're on a full tank of God's word. We're on a full tank of faith. We're on a full tank of doing the impossible. We're riding on a full tank. And so therefore, there ain't no end in sight. We serve an eternal God.
Right.
I'm in this for the long haul. I'm a lifer.
Yes. Yes.
Another reason why I don't see no end in sight is because of our youth.
Amen.
That's good.
We got youth.
Yeah.
Where's the youth gang at?
Woo!
We got kids gang.
Hello.
The youth are coming up behind us. The gang is coming up behind us. The kids gang is coming. see no end in sight. I see future I see future kids gang. I see future pastors coming out of the gang. I see future missionaries coming out of the children's ministry. I see future leaders coming out of the youth. Why? Because they got a fire burning in their soul. They got the vision. Come on, somebody. They got it's like fire shut up in their bones. You go to some churches, they don't have youth on fire.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, somebody. Oh, but I see some young people that love God.
Amen.
I see some young people that want to stay holy.
Amen.
I see some young people that love to hit the streets.
Come on.
I see some young people that love to win souls.
Amen.
Eight represents eternity. Second thing it represents for us. Eight represents eternity for everybody. But number two, what eight represents for us. And let me tell you what eight represents for VOGP.
Come on.
It represents stretching.
Right.
Stretching. Huh? Stretching. How many feel like that? How many have ever felt?
Come on now. Right.
Oh Lord. Huh?
Kind of like my pants.
Come on, boss.
Come on, don't look at me like that. Some of you got stretchy pants too.
Yeah.
Huh? Right? Come on now. Huh? Eight represents for us as a church stretching.
Yes.
Stretching. Huh? Stretching. Why? Because we serve an eternal God.
Right. Amen.
We serve an eternal God, but we're finite beings. Mm. We have a finite mentality. Huh? You know what finite means? Finite means it has an end. Huh? And it's because we serve an eternal God. Sometimes because we serve an eternal God, God does eternal things. So when God does eternal things in the ministry, in our lives, you know what it represents to us?
Come on.
Stretching. Huh? It represents stretching because God does big things because he's an eternal God. So he does big things just like with this. You know what we just did in the building fund? We're doing big things, baby, with the building fund. We're thinking long term. This is why God put it in our heart, because he's saying, just don't think of the now. Think about the future. And therefore, if you're thinking about the future, you're going to have to stretch your finances. You're going to have to stretch your faith. You're going to have to stretch. I know you're too busy caught up in the here and now. I know you're still trying to pay last month's water bill. I know you're still trying to pay last month's rent. I know that you're caught up in the now and you want to have fun right now. Oh, but I'm taking you to another level. I'm trying to get you from being finite to being eternal. And the only way I can do that is by eight represents to us stretching.
Amen.
In light of eternity, we are stretched. See, eternity seems to stretch us. It seems to stretch our time. Huh? Well, when we mean when God is stretching us, it means that God, you're in a place where all of a sudden as a ministry, we're in a place where it seems like God is stretching our time. I mean, it seems like summer just started. I mean, it seems like the kids just got out of school. It seems like we just got back from vacation. But now it's back to school. And all of a sudden, you're back on schedule. And all of a sudden, you got to go to work. And you got to go drop off the kids. And you got to go to work and commit all the plans that your boss has for you. And then you got to get off work and you got to pick up the kids. And then you got to take them to football practice, soccer practice, basketball practice. And then you got choir rehearsal. Then you got worship rehearsal. Then you got to go over here. Then you got to go over here. And it seems like there ain't enough time in the day, but God is stretching your life. That is called the stretching that's taking place in your life.
Man.
In light of eternity, eternity seems to stretch us. It stretches our time. It stretches our money. It stretches our resources. You know why? Because we think that we don't have enough. We don't have enough of this. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough resources. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough talents and gifts. Huh? We think that.
Come on now.
We think like, man, I don't know if I could do it. Man, God has a calling on my life, but I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I got what it takes inside of me to do all that God has called me to be that good father, to be that good husband, to be that good leader.
Come on.
And it seems like God is stretching our time. He's stretching our resources. He's stretching our talents and our gifts.
Right.
And we are stretched. But God is calling us through this 8 years. This year that we celebrate 8 years. It's a stretching.
Amen.
This 8 years that we're celebrating, it's going to be a stretching that takes place. This is what God put in my spirit for our church. And He wants to tell us that, listen, as a church, He's going to stretch us. He's going to... You're scaring me, Victory Outreach. You may not... Listen, it's okay because I'll let God stretch me. It's okay because I'll let God stretch me. I'll go to the streets more. I'll fast more. I'll pray more. I'll read the Bible more. I'll lead more. I'll disciple more. I'll get stretched more. Why? Because I believe we serve an eternal God. And I know that my God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. I know that if He brings me to it, He'll get me through it. I know that if He puts it before me, He'll give me the strength and the anointing and the gifts and the talent to be able to do what God has called us to do. Somebody say stretch. See, it's time for stretching. I said it's time for stretching. Those that do one ministry, it's time to do two. Those that do two ministry, it's time to go to three.
Come on.
Those that go to the streets once, it's time to go twice a week.
Right.
Those that give one offering, it's time to give two offerings. It's time for a stretching. You have one disciple, it's time to go to two disciples. You got three disciples, time to go for six disciples.
All right.
There's a stretching. You do one ministry, it's time to do two ministries. I don't know if I can do two. I can only do one, Pastor. I can only do one, and I'm only going to do one. Because you're not allowing God to stretch you. Listen, if we're going to build, it's going to take a stretching that takes place.
Amen.
It's going to take a stretching. And listen, stretching don't feel good. I don't like to stretch. I went walking two times this week. Did I stretch? No. I just walked 3 miles each day. I walked. I don't like stretching. Physically. You know, but for 8 years, you know what God has been doing to me and my wife? He's been stretching us. He's been stretching us. He's been stretching me and my wife. We're always on the go, man. We're always just doing stuff. We even sometimes look at our calendar and like, man, I don't see how we're going to do it. What was I thinking? What were we thinking when we put this thing together? And God says, and my wife, and we're talking, you know, Friday, Josh gave us a day off. He said, Pastor, don't come to church because we want to do something special for you. He didn't have to tell me twice. Okay, praise God. But you know, we don't come and we go on a date, and guess what we're doing? We're talking about you. Not in a bad way, in a good way. We're talking about the ministry. What God is doing. And I told my wife, I says, you know, we come and we have dinner, and you know, and it says, but I don't know what else to talk about. And she says, well, we could talk about, you know, we could talk about, I said, see? And all of a sudden, we're talking about the gang, we're talking about the worship, we're talking about the ministry, we're talking about the home, we're talking about the leadership, we're talking about, man, how can we help this couple? How can we help the new people? Man, who do we got to pull in closer? And all of a sudden, our juices, man, and all of a sudden, we find ourselves in our elements.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, we come alive.
Come on.
We come alive when we talk about winning souls. We come alive when we talk about discipling leaders and launching out churches. We talk about the church and church growth. That begins, and all of a sudden, okay, this is what we got to do. And all of a sudden, we got 10 more things to do.
Hello.
We went on a vacation to give us more work.
Hello.
And then all of a sudden, but that's the stretching that God begins to do. And all of a sudden, we're in the midst of the battle, and there we are. And we go from one event, from one evangelism, from one rally to the next rally, from one drama to the next drama, from one preaching to the next preaching, from one discipleship to the next discipleship, from one pledge to the next pledge. And we keep on going and going, and we start to feel the stretching taking place. And I said, man, babe, you know, sometimes we do a lot. And she says, you know what, babe, but the thing about it is that we do a lot, yes, but we do it all with a purpose.
Amen.
There's a purpose behind everything we do. Amen. We're not just aimlessly speaking. We're just not aimlessly doing ministry. There's a purpose behind everything we do, behind every discipleship, behind every training, behind every drama, behind every conference, behind every retreat. There is a purpose. We're stretched. And you know what happens when we get stretched? You get stretched. Oh, yeah. Because I ain't about to be stretched by myself. If pastor gets stretched, if my heart gets stretched, you know, stretching is a good thing, because you know what? We got to stretch. We got to stretch our hearts. We got to enlarge our heart, because our heart is too little. We only have a room for a little bit of people in our heart. But God is saying, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge your heart, because I want to put more people there. We want to fit more people in the vision. We want more people in heaven. And so therefore you got to enlarge your heart. And the stretching takes place within your heart, within your mind. This is why God puts messages like that in your pastor's heart, like this, because he wants the stretching to take place within the church, because he wants more souls to be won to the kingdom, because he sees more drug addicts getting saved. He sees more men coming into the home. He sees women coming into the home. He sees pastors being raised up. And so therefore he has to stretch the pastor. He has to stretch the church. He has to stretch the people so that we can accommodate the growth. And eight to us represents stretching. And the third thing it represents to us is giving. What has got us here is giving. What has got us here? A giving God. God gave us all this. He gave us the grace to do what we do. I don't take credit for it. It's God's grace.
Right.
You say, man, Pastor, you're like an Energizer bunny. I tell you, it's God's grace. God's grace gives me the power. God's grace gives my wife the power. God's grace gives the leaders the power to handle this. It's God's grace. We've gotten here by God giving us his grace. And we've gotten here through a giving people. People giving their money, giving their time, giving their effort. The scripture says some gave 100, some gave 60, some gave 30. But through their giving, God has brought us here today. In these 8 years, that's what's been happening. Some gave 100. Some have given 100-fold. They've given 100-fold. See, for people like Josh, he's the men's home director. He's given 100-fold for how many years? 5, 6 years now. He's given 100-fold. Has God blessed him? You better believe it.
Right.
Some have given 60-fold. May have not given everything like Josh, but they've given 60. They've given 60-fold. You see, people like Irvin, they've given like that 60-fold. Many of you have given that 30-fold. But let me tell you something. It's through that has gotten us here.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. You reaped. If you have reaped. You have reaped. What have you reaped? Salvation, eternity.
Amen.
What have you reaped? Deliverance.
Right.
What have you reaped? The family.
Yes.
Some people, why do we do this? Why do we have a banquet? Why do we have set up tables and make it look nice? You know why? Because some of us never experienced nice things.
Wow.
Some people say, why do you do stuff that costs money, Pastor, and this? Because some people have never done stuff like that.
Right.
And so therefore, we do stuff. Why? Because we want people to go to another level. To go to another level. To take their thinking to a higher level. To bring them up. To bring them up. People that were no people are now people.
Right.
This verse is so powerful for us. Luke 8:8. Still other seed fell on good soil. Why are you here? Because you fell on good soil.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. This is good soil, Victory Outreach.
Right.
I'm not in here preaching the prosperity gospel.
Right.
This is good soil because we teach you good stuff.
Yes.
We keep it real in the house of God. We're not in it just for numbers. We're in it where we want to see disciples made.
Yeah.
We want to see growth, spiritual growth take place in your life.
Yeah.
But we're not in it for religion. Religion just talks about God. It just proclaims God and uses the name of God. No, we're in it for a relationship that God is really in this place and that God is really in your heart.
Amen.
Some people, some Christians just use the name of God, but they don't really have God in their heart. And you know, God has been faithful. He's been faithful. We've been here for 8 years.
Right.
For 8 years. God is going to give us another 8 years.
Amen.
He's going to give us another 8 years. We'll be celebrating 16 years if the Lord tarries. 16 years. Huh? And you know what's going to happen? What we read here. We're going to see more people come up. And we're going to yield a crop, the scripture says. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop. 100 times more than what was sown. That's what's happened. We came up here, we didn't have nothing. They didn't send a team with us. They gave us one offering. One offering. We came by faith.
Amen.
We've yielded a crop.
That's right.
This is a crop. Crop. Some are with us 100-fold, some are with us 60-fold, and some are with us 30-fold. We need more 100-fold. We need more 60-fold.
Yes.
And we need more 30-fold.
Yes.
We need it more. And as we continue to give more, guess what? We yield a bigger crop.
Amen.
A bigger crop, not just in finances, but in your time, in your effort. Some people say, all the church wants is your money. Not this church. Not this church. We want more than your money.
Come on.
We want your life.
Come on.
Your time.
Yes.
Your effort. I know this is heavy. Some of you newcomers are like, oh, listen, that's the only way we're going to impact the world for Jesus.
Yeah.
Is if we've got Christians that are all in. That are all in, not halfway in, not one foot in the world and one foot in the church. No, we need you to be all in. If we're going to win souls through the summer jam, if we're going to win souls through the dramas, if we're going to win souls, if we're going to buy a building, you need to be all in with us, man. All your mind, all your heart, all your prayer. And when you're all in with the church, when you're all in with the church, you make the church effective.
Yes, yes.
We're able to have power.
Right.
You're all in. But whenever we're half-stepping, we're a weak church. We can't half-step. I never half-step with God, and with the devil in the world. I'm not going to half-step with God. I'm all in this. Me and my wife, we're all in. We've given our life to this. We could be doing other things. I could probably be a good car salesman. Huh? Come on now. I could probably be a good business owner. Huh? But we're here. Because we're all in it for God, for souls. For souls. And 8 represents eternity. We've been here for 8 years, and it's not going to stop. Next year will be 9, then it'll be 10, then we'll have a big party. And we're going to continue to go from glory to glory. And guess what? You're going to be a part of it. That's the beautiful thing, is that you're going to be here for our 10-year. Then you're going to be here for our 15-year. And we won't be in this building. We'll be in a bigger building. Come on, somebody. We'll have hundreds of people. We'll have thousands of people. We'll have many churches launched out. You know, people will send a church. We're going to send a church to Irving. We'll send a church to Oklahoma. We'll send a church, a couple of churches into the Metroplex. We'll launch out churches. Your children are going to be serving God. Your children are going to get saved. Your teenagers are going to be serving God. Your aunts, uncles, and nieces are going to get saved. Your family's going to be transformed. And you're going to think back and say, I remember when we were 8 years old. God is faithful. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would just seal this word in our hearts. God, I pray, Father,